This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Today we have an episode with you and I.
Yes. Has it been a while?
It has been.
I think it's a good one, too. I like talking about this kind of stuff.
So. Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about goal setting, assessing, planning, and executing, right? I think that a lot of times we think about this stuff on the new year, but let's try to do it right before.
Right. I think you need to start earlier. And so if you run a business or you own a business, or I think you need to start this process in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And really, you got to know. So when the year starts, you shouldn't be evaluating mm-hmm. and planning then. You should already be executing and starting 2023 and all your missions and goals and what you're going to mm-hmm. accomplish. So, yeah, we wanted to do this now so that we could, if you haven't done it, maybe you could a couple weeks break around the holidays and start planning stuff personally and also business wise for 2023. It's
absolutely
crazy to think
it is crazy. Right,
but and that's the whole point, right? Is why we're talking about this is because every year, you hear people saying that things go quicker, years go quicker, and things fly by.
Yes.
And regardless, you're going to be busy no matter what, right?
Right.
And so it's, why don't you
use this time? And then also use that time to reflect. Reflect on the year prior. Like, what are, some wins for the year, right? Yeah. Like,
so celebrate
how far
as
did
well.
You come? Yeah.
Correct.
And don't be so hard on yourselves. Yeah. And we didn't accomplish everything that we wanted to.
We had, I really appreciated. We had a guest, I don't remember what it was, about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And that was when he said, you know what, just sit back and look at your accomplishments and be proud of what you've accomplished. And so I think that you also need to do that this time of year
is
look back at 2022 and say, hey, what did we accomplish? Give it, pat ourselves on the back and then let's gear
absolutely.
Up and go for 2023.
I absolutely agree with that.
So this is we're going to give some practical steps on how to start doing that. How do you start planning for 2023? And then how do you look back at 2022 and mm-hmm. see where you've come?
So why don't you break it down for us? I know that we talk about this often about EOS and mm-hmm. You and I are big and our organization is big on EOS, right? Break that down. What is EOS? Just remind us what that is.
So it's the Entrepreneur Operating System. It's off the book Traction. But, if you haven't already, you should have an integrator or an implementer that will come in and set up EOS in your office. Mm-hmm. The implementer can set it up, get you going on your quarterly meetings. An integrator is somebody that works with you more on a consistent and regular basis. And so that's what we have. And we have somebody that we meet with every week and goes over our leadership team. But what we really look at it is setting up the EOS system. It's really it governs where you're headed. And so I look at it as like, okay, if you're looking at a map and we're driving, to the West Coast or up north, we just spent in Oregon over Thanksgiving. So I'm thinking like, hey, we're going to drive there, right? I'm looking at the street that I'm driving down that's going to go straight to there. And I look at EOS as like the curbs mm-hmm. on the side of the road. So, I might drift a little bit here and then I hit the curb and I'll come back, but it keeps me.
I'm like turning when
we're playing bumper cars hitting the curbs, but it keeps us eventually, even though we're hitting the curbs and going back and forth like squiggly lines, we're still getting to the right
destination.
And so that's what you got to look at as your organization they're your bumpers in a bowling alley. That's another way to look at it.
Yep.
They're your bumpers and they keep the ball in between and you eventually get to where you want to go. But they keep you from swerving too far in the wrong direction. That's what the EOS system really helps us do. So you develop your BHAG, so you develop your big, hairy, audacious goal, where you're headed. And
it should be a big goal.
It should be a huge goal.
If it doesn't scare you, it's probably not a big enough goal, right?
Correct. Yes. And then your core values, your mission statement, because those are all things that are going to govern. They're going to be mm-hmm. your curbs or your bumpers. Keeping your organization in line and where you're headed. And
right.
So you want to know your mission statement, your unique selling proposition and
your core values.
Because those really will mm-hmm. govern you.
And then you want to outline your five-year goal.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. So start breaking it down. Okay. In order for us to get to this big, hairy, audacious goal in you know, 20, 30 years. Okay, what is it going to take to get there? And back it, start backing it down, mm-hmm. maybe 10 years and then five years.
5 years and then again, 3 years.
Correct. And break it down to 3 year and then we break it down one more step mm-hmm. into our 1 year goals. And so that's really where we want to focus on and get to. And so you know where you're headed, you know where you need to get to, you know what stuff needs to happen to get there. But then, okay, for next year, what are we going to do to get to us to those 3 year goals? Mm-hmm. Let's break it down and how per year and what's going to take to get there. And so that's what you should be doing right now, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And so you should be looking at, okay. Also, but we also want to assess at your 1 year goals for 2022. Mm-hmm. So you want to look at and assess, okay, what were our 1 year goals for 2022? What did we set at the beginning of the year? Did we accomplish all those? Was there
any? We're going to have to roll maybe some of those things over correct. To the new year because we didn't accomplish.
Have that conversation.
And sometimes maybe those weren't the right goals, right? The right goals that you set for them. The market's changed. You know, it's going a different direction. Like, is that where we're headed?
Yeah. And a good example for us, like internally, so you put this in perspective, one of our big goals was to fully adopt Zoho into our organization mm-hmm. and fully move everything into that platform. And we had a 1 year goal, and it's probably too ambitious to do that, but we put it on hold, you know, probably 6 months mm-hmm. ago. And now we're evaluating 2023, we're actually pivoting completely. So we put it on hold and now we're going to pivot and we're actually going to a different system and a different direction yes. completely. And
that's okay. You got to be okay with it. I think sometimes like when we put those big goals ahead and like then we put a stop, you're like, man, you just spent a whole year just, you know, you just threw that in the trash, right?
Thousands of dollars too.
And you get mad at yourself thinking like, man, like that would, but at the same time, like be happy that you saw it earlier,
correct.
Right? And you adapted and changed and now you have a new direction, but it should be an improvement.
Correct. And what I love about like our annual meetings that we set with our leadership team and we go over we evaluate and assess our year goals for last year. And then we look at what goals and what ones we're going to roll over mm-hmm. for the next year. What I love is we spend, you know, maybe a couple hours going over last year and what do we accomplish mm-hmm. and what do we hit? Because mm-hmm. what I've always, it just blows me away every year that we've done this and we've been at this now mm-hmm. for maybe 5-6 years. When you're meeting week in and week out, it doesn't seem like you're moving the needle that much or like you're accomplishing things, but it's like,
and it almost seems like it's repetitive correct. Too. Like you go through the motions, like, all right, like yeah. did you do this task this week? Did yeah. you, you know, how close are you to your yeah. quarterly rock to completing yeah. it? Correct. Right. So it gets repetitive, but it really holds you accountable each and every week,
yeah.
right, to get it completed. And they say if you complete at least 80% of them, you're doing good.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Yeah.
You're one of you're moving the needle and your business is moving forward. And that's really, yeah, so it goes back to percentages. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up. Because that's really what you want to look at is how many of your rocks or your goals for the year did you accomplish?
Right.
And if you're hitting 70, 80% of those, and if you're completing 100%, you're doing it all, and you're completing it early, then you're probably not setting big enough goals.
Exactly.
That's the way to evaluate it.
But. And I want to say that it's when you're starting this EOS, you know, and you maybe you only hit like 50% or 40% the first year, like don't be hard on yourself. Yeah. You have to start somewhere. Like I know that we didn't hit that high a percentage early on. Right?
I think they recommend like 18 months for full adoption.
Yeah, as yeah. we got, as a year went on, as we got better, like our percentages obviously improved. Got better.
Yeah. But what I was getting back, the point was, it's amazing to look back and we accomplished so much. You know,
yeah.
like, wow. Like we did a lot this year. And every year we say that, we're like, wow, like we really did a lot mm-hmm. of work. And this is on top of your normal day-to-day jobs.
Right.
These are things that are moving the business in that direction of your BHAG. And so these are for your leadership team and all that. We try to reward them as much as possible. Because these are all tasks and initiatives that they're doing on top of their their regular day jobs.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to kind of hit on that as well, because even though our leadership team, it's, you know, it's their rock, they're responsible, they're accountable for that rock.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that they actually have to complete that rock, because they do have other tasks. They have, you know, they're doing other things as well that they have to get done during the week, right?
In
the month. But delegating those to their team members, and that's it. Once they get that, that it's a, because then their team members are owning it as well. They understand what the rock is, what the goal is, right? And so delegating it to your team members is crucial.
Yeah. And so they can start having their own meetings and everything with their teams, and so they're delegating their tasks to their teams and setting that up. And it goes downstream, but then they're just responsible for it and reporting to the team, hey, did we accomplish it or not?
So, yeah.
And then the next step after you got your 1 year goals for next year is breaking down those into quarterly goals. Mm-hmm. What do we have to do this quarter for Q1 of 2023 in order to hit our 2023 goals?
Exactly.
And I'm speaking business wise, but this could also be personal and
joint. And you should do it on a personal level. I know that every year we sit down with our kids and we go through our annual plan, right? Our annual goals, like, you know, where are we headed?
Yeah.
Right?
And so Joni and I will usually talk high level business, what we really want to see, and then before we meet with our leadership team. So just things her and I want to see in the business and behind the scenes. And then we also talk about our own personal stuff. So what do we want to pay off this year? How many rentals do we want to have? What do we retirement need to hit our long term, you know, BHAG goals? What is it going to take to get there for our kids? What do we need to do for them? Mm-hmm. And what trips? And so usually we also book our whole calendar of what trips we're going to take for the year. And we pencil them in. They're not, and we even buy a calendar, like one of those calendar books. And so
Jordan and I, month, and the kids, we know what we're doing.
Correct. And we'll pencil in what trips we're going to take, what meetings we have already set for the month. And it helps us to, so we don't overbook ourselves, but then we also know what's coming. And
yeah.
So,
and that's a good point, because I think that for Sean and I, especially, you know, like I like to be out there connecting and going to events. And so for me, it's like, okay, like this is my schedule. This is what I'm doing, you know, two events a month, you know, and put those goals out there. So, you know, what your family knows. Where you're going to be and what you have planned out.
Correct. And so it helps us organize and things change, and that's, you got to be comfortable and with change and that the schedule
I'm learning.
The schedule might change.
I hate change. Everybody hates change, but
it might change because things happen down the road, but at least you tentatively know where you're going. Yeah. And then, so once you got your quarterly rocks, then you need to really, and I think people don't miss this point, and it's hard to accomplish, is once you got your quarterly rocks, you assign who's responsible for that quarterly rock. So who's going to own it? That doesn't mean they have to do everything in it. They just had to delegate it, but they're responsible for it. But then set a weekly scorecard of how you're going to hit those quarterly rocks. And so those are hard to define at times, because what people normally set is they're looking in the past.
Right.
And these need to be proactive future. Like, so what are you going to do every week? And you're going to report that you did it or not. That's going to move the business or move you towards hitting that quarterly rock.
Yeah. And so if it's an hour, spending an hour each day, you know, maybe developing your training manual.
Correct. Yeah. And it could be that. Yeah. Just, okay, I'm going to work 2 hours or 1 hour a week on the HR or training manual. And then you report when you show up to your meeting every week, you're going to put, yes, I did it or didn't. And the scorecard, again, we should be hitting 70-80% of those every week, or else, or there's a problem. If somebody's reporting because it keeps people accountable. That's the whole point. So every week we go over the scorecard, and people are like, if you're getting zero after zero after zero, there's a problem.
Right.
You're not
delegating it,
or you don't care, or it's the wrong initiative, and we got to look at that.
Exactly. That's a great point.
Yeah. But the easiest way, that was a great way. That was a good example. Another way is sales are the easiest way to do scorecards, because it could be like, I have to make 5 presentations every week in order to hit our goal of our, because sales, it's easy to break down. Mm-hmm. It takes, you know, if you want, you know, 25 new doors a month, I need to talk to 100 different owners every month, and you can break it down what it's going to take every week in order to hit that goal.
Right.
So that it's a little bit easier in sales. It's a little harder, like in the HR and all that. Sometimes exactly. it just has yeah. to be a
you're per gonna hour, per, you yeah. know, whatever time frame. So the last thing I will say to it, I think that when you're, you know, when you're planning out your annual goals, right, I think it's important that you have an offsite meeting. I think that, you know, have that time to really focus
correct.
On what you're doing, right? No distractions, no family business distractions, nothing like that. To
the
really
phone or people walking in mm-hmm. or, yeah, exactly. So we always do it offsite. Usually on a Saturday, we'll take the whole day and go through it all. And so,
yeah. And if you have a team, that's great, a great bonding experience correct. For you and your team. You know, we like to do a couple night, a night over. That way we can have dinner with them and kind of
bond with them,
network with them. Yeah.
So our annuals, we've traveled to different places. We've just done something in town and gone to, like a Rockets game and done that. I think this year we're going to the theater and then mm-hmm. and then doing it. But it's just something to bond with your team and get
and outside reward of the them. Office. And reward them yeah. because this is it's really an honor to be on the leadership team, but it's also taking time from their, you know, personal lives and families as well.
Correct. And if it's just you and or your spouse or something like that or your partner, you could still, when it was just Joni and I, like that's, we used to do it. We would, you and I used to like to travel yeah. somewhere to drop off the kids at the grandparents. And then you and I spend like a couple days really planning and executing on that.
Absolutely.
So that's like kind of assessing and the high level concepts, but then, some additional steps of executing on this is, making sure you're also looking at your goals and your mm-hmm. budgets, know what you're trying to accomplish, know, allocating the right budget mm-hmm. budgets. This is where we've gotten better and better is like, if we first started with EOS and then it was like, okay, we need also get the financials
right.
on the same goal. So starting in Q4, really your budgets should be planned for already for next year. So yes. how much money you have to spend on marketing mm-hmm. this and planning. And so these are all things you need to start in Q4. And we're a little late on this on the podcast, but we want you to start thinking about it. Don't wait until it's already the new year and then you're already thinking mm-hmm. about it. So that was the purpose behind this podcast. Something else we wanted to get into was talking a little bit more about the personal, right? Mm-hmm. Goals and stuff. And so I know you and I, when we meet together and we go over every year just our stuff, we also look at all aspects of our personal life. We talked about some of them, but we also look at our fitness goals,
business, health,
so all your pillars, right? In your life,
and relationships, spiritual,
correct. So mm-hmm. spiritual, relationship goals, we talked some about the fitness goals mm-hmm. and then financial goals. And so we use the
The full focus planner.
Yeah, the full focus planner. That's the one we like to use, and we, Joni and I personally use. But when we're setting our personal stuff, and then we have our business ones. So Joni and I will break down our goals on the front page, and right. so we review those every so often. But we break down every aspect of our lives. So we talk about, okay, what spiritual goals is it going to be? Reading the Bible this year, or is it joining a small group, and then spirit relationship? Okay, well, a date night. So mm-hmm. this past year, it was that you and I were going to do two date nights a month, and so we put that as our goal and for the year, and we went through it. But we also bought that calendar, and so we for the full year we had all of our date nights booked and planned. Fitness goals, certain fitness goals we mm-hmm. wanted to hit, and how were we going to attain that? So. And being proactive at it. So we broke down like trainers, gym memberships, whatever it was going to take to get there.
Yeah.
And then our financials. So we wanted to pay off our house. We wanted to, you know, do so much in retirement accounts, so many rentals. Mm-hmm. And so we planned all that.
Laid it all out.
Yeah. And how we're going to get there. So I think that's also something you should focus on and target for next year. So. Anything else you want to
add? No, I think that was all great. Again, just getting you guys thinking about, you know, next year and how you're going to plan out your next year and go get it, guys.
Yeah, take action, I think is another one, right? Mm-hmm. It's just
don't overthink it. I think a lot of times, I mean, we're throwing a lot of stuff at you right now, and you're like, oh, where do I get started? Get started with EOS, yeah. Right? Read the EOS book so that
traction.
Way traction. So that way you kind of get the idea of what we're talking about, and then from there, just start with your annual goals, and you'll get better.
And
at
don't
it.
Take t- yeah, no, just start implementing it slowly and start. Taking little bites, you know, how do you eat an elephant? You take one bite at a time.
Exactly.
So just take slow and you get better and better and better. Mm-hmm. We were not really good at this at the beginning.
No.
And we failed at implementing EOS the first time around. So just so you know that we didn't do a good job, but
we failed at most things starting up. So
we're just too stupid to quit. So we just keep going. But all of this is in all these goals and everything comes down to it. They're often really simple, and you might be just like glossing over this as you're hearing this or listening to this. You might be like, yeah, I've heard that a lot. And yeah, it's extremely simple, but it's very difficult to execute on.
Exactly.
It.
And being consistent with it. That's the key right there as well. I think that a lot of times, you know, people start to implement something and then, you know, it's hard or life happens and then they just quit doing it. Keep consistent with it.
Correct. So the hard part is going to be the execution, and it's going to take extreme discipline, consistency, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But what we love about EOS and setting our goals and setting our rocks with and everything personally and business is at least we have clarity
in where we're going,
and we can prioritize. So
yes.
We know, okay, I want to obtain this goal, and that's really what this whole EOS system does, is it allows you to prioritize over other things. What do you want to accomplish this year and over other things? So if it doesn't fit in that, if you get somebody comes up and say, hey, let's do this, and you're like, well, no,
doesn't fit in my goals.
Then yeah. You say no, but you'll get to where mm-hmm. you want to be. And so, because we're all going to be busy, we're all going to mm-hmm. have very busy lives the next year in 2023. It's probably going to be busier than 2022.
Something's going to come up that you weren't expecting. It always does.
There might be some new variant or something crazy that's going to happen next year.
You might have to adapt and change to a new policy or law or whatever.
Correct. So it's what are you going to do to move the needle? Mm-hmm. Where are you headed? What are your bumpers in place that are going to keep you towards that goal?
So, absolutely.
Hopefully you guys had a great 2022 and looking to 2023 and excited. It's going to be a year, yes, of challenges and adversity, but it's also going to be a great year, I think, for a lot of people.
I think so.
And so there's going to be a lot of opportunity out there whenever there's change in the market and change in the space that creates opportunities. So hopefully you're ready to capitalize on that, and we're ready to hear all about it.
We are.
And share
we're excited.
Share our challenges and successes as well with you next year as well. So. Thank you everyone. Please share this, like it. Again, we've been getting great reviews and feedback on the podcast, and we really appreciate it. And we appreciate you listening. So
yes, thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolfsDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.